This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Israelis eyed the end of an era Thursday after a mostly alliance of parties from across the political spectrum agreed to form a government to unseat veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced the deal just minutes before a midnight Wednesday deadline, prompting celebrations into the early hours by the premier's opponents and a defiant show of support by his fans. On paper, the prospective coalition commands a slender majority in parliament, but a confidence vote is not expected for several days, giving Netanyahu time to woo potential defectors. Should last-minute defections thwart the change alliance, Israel would likely have to hold yet another election, the fifth in just over 2 years. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters at the White House that Mr. Biden, quote, has launched a rapid strategic review, end quote, of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Mr. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva June 16th as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over election meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. A U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the United States government it received a ransom demand in the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. The president says the nation's moving toward a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, hoping to reach 70% participation. This is VOA News. Italy opened vaccinations for everybody over the age of 12 Thursday. Each region can adapt the national rules, but technically anyone registered with health authorities can sign up, including teenagers, after the European Medicines Agency approved the Pfizer-BioNTech shot for 12 to 15-year-olds last week. Almost 23% of the population is now fully vaccinated, according to health ministry figures. Australia's Victoria State extended a snap COVID-19 lockdown Wednesday for a second week in Melbourne in a bid to contain an outbreak of a highly contagious Delta variant first detected in India. Victoria State's acting premier warned the tough measures were needed or else cases could explode. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador Thursday urged reporters to wait until after midterm legislative elections have been held, June 6th, when asked if he planned cabinet changes for the second half of his administration. Speaking at his regular morning news conference, he said, quote, midterm elections are like the end of one period and the start of another, end quote. Peruvians will choose their new president amid a coronavirus pandemic that has even pushed cemeteries in the South American nation beyond capacity. The runoff election Sunday between rural teacher Pedro Castillo and career politician Keiko Fujimori comes on the heels of the Peruvian government's admission that the pandemic's death toll is at least 2.5 times higher than previously acknowledged. Both Castillo and Fujimori have promised COVID-19 vaccines for all Peruvians. A Nigerian state government said it was negotiating with gunmen who took 136 children from an Islamic seminary over the weekend, the latest in a string of mass kidnappings in the country. Criminal gangs have often targeted schools in remote areas where students live in dormitories with little security protection, before hauling their victims into nearby forests to negotiate ransoms. Police said gunmen attacked the town in Niger State Sunday, killing one resident and injuring another before kidnapping children from an Islamic school. President Muhammadu Buhari has ordered security forces and intelligence agencies to step up efforts to rescue the children. Officials say the bodies of 2 migrants have been recovered from the Mediterranean Sea, and another 20 remain missing a day after 2 Europe-bound boats sank off the coast of Tunisia. The Defense Ministry said Wednesday Tunisian naval units rescued a total of 109 people. Most of the migrants were from sub-Saharan Africa.